Finally, some good news for the BC Lions. Quarterback Nathan Rourke, out of the lineup for the past two games with an oblique injury, appears to be on the verge of returning to action in Montreal this Saturday. 4 p.m. TSN, 730 CKNW, Sherry Punjab 600. Barring any setbacks. I'm feeling good, better than the last couple of weeks. That's always a good sign, and I'm hoping to build some stamina the rest of the week. I'm optimistic about my chances, but it's still a day-to-day thing, Rourke said during a media availability session after practice on Tuesday. Rourke's return couldn't come at a better time as the Lions will be facing an Alouettes 3-1 team that is stinging after losing 35-17 to the Hamilton Tiger Cats last Friday in the Hammer. The Owls, much like the Lions, have quarterbacking issues. McLeod Bethel Thompson started against Hamilton in place of Davis Alexander, who injured his hamstring the week before. As much as the Lions' offense has shot itself in the foot the last couple of weeks with costly turnovers, the Owls' offense was victimized itself by the Tiger Cats for two touchdowns. As for Alexander, he was listed as being limited in practice on Tuesday and Wednesday and is doubtful to get the green light against the Lions, so Bethel Thompson is expected to start. With a 1-3 record, it's easy to pile on the Lions right now, but there are some positives with the team. If you examine the statistical rundown of each of the three losses, there really isn't too much to choose from in terms of numbers except one, turnovers. The Lions have committed 12 turnovers and have only managed 4 takeaways in the last 3 games. The GOAT, Wally Buono, always liked to tell us that a game boils down to 5 or 6 key plays. Right now, the Lions aren't winning those big plays, and it's the biggest reason why they have lost 3 games in a row. Defensively, the Lions have held their own in the first half of the previous 3 games, but the team isn't playing complementary football right now. With the offense not being able to execute consistently, the defense is asked to do more and more as the game progresses to the point where it eventually gets fatigued. The end result is that in the 3 losses, the Lions' defense has given up 33 points in the first half and 47 in the second. Rourke's return will hopefully spark the offense, and in turn, help the defense. Speaking of returns, the defense will get a boost with the return of linebacker Josh Woods, who will be making his 2025 debut. Heading into last season, the third-year veteran out of UCLA was expected to be a breakout player as the team's middle linebacker, but a torn ACL suffered in a Week 4 matchup against Edmonton ended those thoughts. Having missed training camp this year, Woods will be brought along slowly in terms of reps but is expected to be in certain defensive packages. Ironically, this version of the Lions might prove to be diametrically opposed to last season's team. A 5-1 start in 2024 camouflaged the problems that the Lions were facing. They stumbled to a 4-8 record the rest of the way before eventually losing to Saskatchewan in the Western Division semifinal. Since training camp, I've stated that this team will get better as the season progresses. It's an organization with a new head coach in Buck Pierce, and pretty much a new staff. It's a process in terms of the players learning a new system, and more importantly, what is asked of you as a player. And from a coaching perspective, it's about learning what your players can and can't do and eventually putting them in the best position to win. There are things to clean up. We are not panicking. There is no panic in this building. We know what we are capable of. It's a long season, and yeah, we've lost some big games against West teams, but we understand that this is a process and we are all here for it, stated Rourke. Remember, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Extra points. **Lions safety Christophe Beaulieu was named by Pro Football Focus to its All-June honor roll as the second-year product of Laval, graded out as the CFL's best defensive back during the month. Beaulieu has racked up 11 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss and an interception thus far, and has impressed with his range and playmaking ability. The Lions and the Alouettes aren't the only teams dealing with injured quarterbacks. According to CFL stats guru Steve Daniel, there have been 15 different quarterbacks to have made at least one start through the first 4 weeks of the CFL season. The first-string quarterbacks in the league have been available for just 61% of the offensive plays run to date. In another nugget from Daniel, he points out that in 2025 all 16 games thus far have been won by the team leading after the third quarter. In 2024, teams that led going into the fourth quarter went 6-1-1-4-2 for an .805 winning percentage. Veteran BC sports personality Bob the Maj Marjanovic writes about the BC sporting scene for Black Press Media. This column is brought to you by the West Coast Auto Group. For the very best car buying experience, be sure to check out westcoastautogroup.com. Delany's OK Tire Langley in Aldergrove. The experts you can trust. 19863 Fraser Highway in Langley or 3063 275 A Street in Aldergrove.